depicted in chapter number 2, verses 1 and 2. Matthew 2, 1 and 2. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And I want to pose a question to us this morning. Where is the king? Amen. Where is the king? You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. When we look at the text, it says, King of the Jews. Now, that phrase indicates that the wise men were Gentiles. Amen. They were not in the commonwealth of Israel. Amen. But they were seeking the Messiah. And I would just kind of drop this on you. Wise men and wise women still seek Jesus. Amen. Anyone that's rationally thinking rationally will seek Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It ought to be done early on. Amen. The wise man says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh. When thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Jones' translation says, "When you've got more than just a soul to give, bring it to the Lord early." Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. When we understand that as the Gentiles sought the Master, Matthew emphatically points out that people of all nations acknowledged Jesus as King of the Jews. But more than that, Jesus is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords.
Amen.
And we who are his, hallelujah, acknowledge his sovereignty.
Amen.
Amen. The coming of Christ, the King, brings the kingdom near to his people.
Right.
I don't know whether that's good news to you or not, but it's good news to this preacher. Amen. Where is the king is a more in-depth question than it might appear on the surface. Amen. Number one, when we ask the question, where is the king, it speaks to legitimacy. Amen. Here were wise men who had come from the east seeking the one that was born King of the Jews, and it would only make sense that in the capital city, you would look for the king.
That's right.
And in going to Jerusalem, they inquired, where is he?
Uh-huh.
Amen. But I would have you to note that there was a king in Judah, amen, by the name of Herod the Great.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But Herod was not the legitimate king. Amen. Herod had been appointed king. But the king that we serve,
come on.
Amen, he was born king.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Herod was a non-Jew, an Idumean, who was appointed king of Judea by the Romans. Amen. I would have us take note that you can't appoint folk to the Lord. Say that again, because somebody thinks that you can do that. Amen, amen. You know, we mess preachers up like that. They can, yeah, we appoint them, man. You ought to be preaching. Now, if the Lord didn't call you, you ought not be preaching. Amen, amen. It all has to do with the grace and mercy of the Lord. Amen, amen. After Herod had been appointed, amen, he further solidified his kingdom by military conquest. Amen. We serve a God who has not come to take us by military conquest. Amen. He comes to love us into the kingdom. Now, somebody missed that. He comes to love us into the kingdom. Amen. Amen. He could make us, but he gives us a will, and he allows us, amen, to operate in our own sovereign will. But again, I say wise men still seek Jesus. Amen. But where is the king? Well, when we look at the ruthless nature of Herod, the Bible lets us know that Herod killed a wife, one of his wives. He's kind of goofy anyway with more than one wife. Hallelujah. He murdered three of his sons, a mother-in-law, a brother-in-law, an uncle, and then there was the slaying of the innocent. Amen. But I want you to know a man who says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. With him, there is peace. Amen. Don't have to kill folk to get something. Talk to me if you can. Amen. God loves us into the kingdom, and that love keeps us in the kingdom. Amen, amen, amen. But when we look at it, we contrast the king that was an illegitimate king, amen, with the king that had been promised, it would pose the question, where is the king? And when we look at all that's going on in our society today, it begs us to ask, where is the king? Amen, for the king denotes a certain lifestyle. Have I got a witness? Amen. Again, we read, he's wonderful. He's a counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. In a time when it seems that we are void of peace, we fail to seek out the Prince of Peace. If you want to have peace, it has to come through the Prince of Peace. Amen. Now, what he does, the Prince of Peace, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Number one, he gives us peace with God. Amen. Amen. The old account has been settled. Amen. I'm no longer, amen, held in sin debt, because that account has been paid. And it was paid in full. And it was indicated by the blood of Christ on Calvary that said, I need not worry, amen, when I come into his kingdom, because all is well. Amen, amen. So I have peace with God. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation because I am in Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But more than that, when we talk about peace and we still fail to invite the Prince of Peace in, and so we don't have the peace of God. Amen, amen. You wonder sometimes how come we are so easily excited and we can't keep our cool. Amen. We are tormented. Amen. We are worried about who's in the White House and who's in the governor's house. And when we understand that he who sits on the throne is still on the throne. And as long as he's on the throne, amen, I'm not upset about who's in the White House. Amen. Because the God that we serve, the Bible says, has all power. Amen. Therefore, who have some power. Amen. Herod had some power, but he came up against a God that had all power. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that Herod reigned from 37 B.C. to 4 B.C. Amen. But I serve a God who's from everlasting to everlasting. And he's all points in between. Amen. 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 See, God can wake you up. Oh, I feel like preaching here. Amen. You see, you got folk that know they need to come to the Lord, and they say, well, I'm going to come when I get ready. But let me tell you something. God can wake you out. Amen. He's going to be here. And the problem might be that you might not be. And so you need to come to him while it's on time. And so the question is, where's the king in your life?
Come on, Pastor. That's good.
And all of us, we're looking for the king. But in times like this, go by the mall and you can see the king of commerce. Amen. He's on his throne. Amen. Amazon says, I'll get it to you today. Amen. 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 Target says, if you can't get it today, come by the store, the brick and mortar, and you can pick it up today. Amen. Amen. That's the king of commerce. Amen. We want the latest garment. We want to look good, smell good, and I don't have a problem with that. But just like you dress the outer person, you ought to dress the inner man in the same way. Amen, amen. We spend a lot of effort looking at the outward man. Amen. You ought to spend a little time looking at the inner man. Where somebody says, where's the mirror for the inner man? I'm so glad you asked. This is the mirror for the inner man. You want to know how the inner man looks? Look at the mirror.
Amen.
Well, part of the problem is we don't know how to look at the inner man. Have I got a witness? Amen. When we think about where is the king? The wise men came and said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Well, it just makes sense. You look for a king in a castle. But let me tell you about a king that did not come to a castle, but rather he was born in a stable. So that lets me know it's not where you come from, it's where you're going. Amen, amen, amen. Born in a stable and wrapped in swaddling clothes, and the Bible said laid in a manger. Amen. To make sense to some of you folk who've never been on a farm, a manger is a trough where you put feed for animals. Amen. But I want you to know that the precious Son of God, amen, made that little trough a king-sized bed. Somebody didn't get that. Amen. A king-sized bed. Amen. Amen. Now, for most of us, and I love my grandbaby, and my great-grandbaby just makes me excited. Amen. And I snuggle up with her. And you know, and so it was with Jesus. You know, you see those little pink, perfect feet. And they're so cute, you just want to nuzzle with. Now, we think of Jesus with his cute little pink feet. Scratch that out of your mind. I want you to see feet like polished brass that have been born in the...
Thank you, Lord.
When we think about what he has given to us, amen, he was born, amen, but he didn't stay a baby. You see, we still like to think of him as the babe of Bethlehem instead of seeing him as the sovereign God, amen, the Lord of the universe. And let me tell you something. If he's not Lord of the entirety of your life, he's not Lord at all. And I know we like to have a little bit of us for me. Amen. But you can't hold anything back from him. It all has to be his. Have I got a witness?
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. But I want you to know that when we see him, he was able, with those cute little pink feet that became feet of polished brass, he was able to defeat death, hell, and the grave. And because of who he is, we are now who we are. And somebody says, who are we? We are the redeemed of God, reconciled to the Holy One, made right, not because we were right, but because we took on his righteousness and he took our sins. Well, I'm about to get happy in here. Amen. Where is the king? Well, for some, there's the king of greed. Amen. We saw that in a bill just recently passed. Amen. How the rich gets richer, and you lie to the poor and tell them that, you know, you're doing all right. Amen. Amen. Isn't it amazing how folk will fool you? Oh, you're going to be all right. You know, this is a trickle-down economy.
Come on.
Can I just throw one thing in, and I want to go on because I'm not political. But I want to tell you one thing that George H.W. Bush said about trickle-down economics. He said that's voodoo economics. Amen. Now, that's what the Republican president said. Moving right on, there's the king of greed. And too many of us are trying to get all we can get, can all we get, and then sit on the can. But the Lord blesses you to be a blessing to somebody. Amen. If you can help somebody as you pass along this way, then your living is not in vain. Amen. No man lives to himself. No man is an island unto himself. Can I tell you something, folk? We are not truly independent, but rather we are interdependent. We need each other. Oh, I know we like to look all proud. Amen. I got all I need. I don't need anything. Amen. If you don't need anything or anybody, start pulling off the clothes you have because you didn't make them.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen. Pull off the shoes that you're wearing because you didn't make them. Amen. Amen. Start putting your feet in the street because you didn't make that car. Amen. Amen. Everything that we have, we enjoy what someone else has done. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. We are interdependent. Now, not only is there a king of commerce and the king of greed, but there is the king of pride. Amen. Where is the king? Well, for some folk, pride. But the Bible said pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen. Amen. Too oft times, and that's one of the dangers in the pulpit. Amen. We preach and we leave God out. Can I tell you something? God really don't need us, but we need him. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. Amen. God can do without us. Amen. He did without you before you came here. And when you leave, he's not going to shut down. Amen. We seem to think that God just got to use us. Amen. I'm grateful that he chooses to use me, recognizing that he did very well without me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only indispensable one was the one who hung on the cross. But let me look at your hands. If you don't have nail prints in your hand, you ain't him. The king of pride.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, one of the problems that we have in Christendom today is pride.
Yeah.
Amen. We want a bigger building because we want to be bigger than so-and-so. And then we want to step back and say, how many members you got, Doc? You know what I tell folks? I ain't got none. The Lord has. Amen. They all belong to him. They are his people. Well, let me see now. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not in there. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, yeah, that is in the Bible, isn't it? So they're his people. Amen. And when we understand that, and I love you, amen, because he has given me, amen, the authority to lead you. Not because I'm so smart, but he says that if you follow me, then they can follow you. Part of our problem comes when we don't want to follow him. Amen. I want to be my own man. Do my own thing. Amen. Let me tell you something. Do your own thing. Get you in trouble. Well, let's see. There is the king of pride. And I can't seem to leave pride alone. Amen. Amen. You know, it is interesting. You got your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number, are you already there? Where are you at? No. See, let that be a lesson. Don't run ahead of me. Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. Amen. For I say, and the reason I want you to see it, that you're not thinking I'm making this up. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought. But to think how? Soberly. Amen. According as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And I want you to get this, dear people. Every person, God, when you say God gives you a measure of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. All of us know something about something. God didn't put all of the sense in any one head.
Amen.
Now see, that was worth your coming.
Amen.
If you don't get anything else. To know that God did not put all of the sense in any one head.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, y'all looking at me, you're going to make me have to illustrate it. There is a mental institution in Austin. And they tell me there was a man passing by. And just as he got right in front of this mental institution, his wheel ran off. And he's standing there looking, just perplexed. So he heard, hey, hey. He looks around, and there is one of the clients in a window in the mental institution. He said, hey. So he looks around, he said, tell you what you do. You take one lug nut off of each of your wheels and put it on that one where it ran off. You'll have three on each wheel, and that will get you to a place where you can replace that missing lug nut. And he said, you know, that makes sense. He said, how could you figure that out and I couldn't? He said, the man that's in the institution said, I'm crazy, but I'm not stupid. In your head. Glory. And then, and I'm almost done. There is the king of more. You ever notice that folk never get enough? Never satisfied. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. Amen. Just be satisfied with what the Lord has blessed you with. Amen. If you can handle a little, the Lord knows how to give you more. But many times there are those who are looking for more, can't handle the little. Moving right along.
Amen.
The Bible says, the wise men came to worship and honor the king. Where is the king? Where is the king? Where is the king that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy? Too oft times we looking for the wrong king. Amen. We want the king that will make us somebody instead of looking for the king of glory. Amen. The psalmist says two or three times, who is this king of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads. I don't want to go there yet. Amen, amen. We have to understand that we're looking for the king who is able, amen, to keep us from falling. During the times that we live in, we need him to undergird us. That's why I'm not worried about who's in the White House. Amen. I know the God that I serve is going to keep us whatever happens. Amen. Amen. Whether the economy goes up or the economy goes down, God's economy is always positive. Amen. We worried about the Dow Jones. We need to worry about the God that we serve. Amen. The Lord said if we would just serve him, amen, we don't have to worry, amen, about whether we got a lot or a little, because the Lord knows how to take a little and multiply it in his multiplying hands. Some of us have not learned how to trust him yet. Amen. But you see, old folk knew how to trust him. Amen. Amen. They knew how to make, amen, a long gravy to a very small piece of meat. See, none of y'all have that problem. But they knew how to take a little piece of round steak. Now, we don't even have round steak now, do we? Amen. We didn't cut that anymore. But see, that for poor folk, that's all we could get was a little piece of round steak. And my grandmother could take that little round steak, make a big pot of rice and some gravy. Amen. And all we got was that little round bone that was in the round steak. Amen. Amen. And the adults, when you get a little piece of meat and we got the substance. Amen. But amen. But we didn't know we didn't have anything. Life was good. Amen. Life was good. Now if a child doesn't have all that stuff. Amen. Amen. And Minister Vanessa was telling about the things that her grandkids were getting. Amen. They don't want little stuff. They want high dollar stuff. But we were satisfied riding our horse. Amen. And our horse was a stick. Amen. I mean, just happy as could be. Amen. 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 And we knew how to say, get up. You know, I mean, we rode that horse. And God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Amen. Where is the King? Amen. Where is the King that is the only wise God, our Savior? To him be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And the book says amen.
Amen.
When we understand that the King that we serve, amen, he's not a King Herod, even though Herod said he was Herod the Great. And I wish I had time to go through all of the Herods, but that was Herod, and then that was Herod the Great, and Herod Archelaus, and that was Herod Antipas, and Herod Philip, and they were all mean and vicious, with the exception of Herod Philip. But you see, the problem that vicious folk have is that we serve a God who's able to love them in spite of their viciousness.
Amen.
Have I got a witness? Amen, amen, amen. And the Bible says it was a Herod that was reigning at the time of Jesus. Herod the Great is gone. Herod Archelaus is now reigning. And Jesus called him a fox. Amen. When we understand that God knows everything, last time I checked, he's still omniscient. Amen. He knows everything. He's omniscient. Amen. He's omnipotent. Amen. And he's omnipresent. When we have God in our lives, amen, we might sing that song, send him on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. That's good singing, but it's poor theology, because God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. God doesn't have to come from somewhere. Wherever we go, he's there. Oh, somebody didn't get that. Wherever we go, he's already there. Amen. He's waiting for us to get there. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. The Bible says, and I'm almost done, that these wise men, and let me just correct something, because we sometimes said the three wise men. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says wise men, and we drew from the fact that they presented gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It must have been three of them, but it could have been two of them that gave three things. Amen. We can't presuppose what the Bible doesn't say. Can I go ahead and preach? But what the Bible does say is they came and they gave gifts. Amen. Amen. They gave gifts to this child. Isn't it amazing when we say, where is the King? He's the one that we've come to worship. When we come to 16138 West Belford, we come to worship the resurrected Christ. Amen. It's not that God has not blessed us with a good choir. He has. Those folk can sing and make you happy. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, we come to worship God. We praise Him in song. We lift our hands in adoration and in submission to Him. We want folk to know that it is the God that we serve that stays with us day by day. Amen. Where is the King? He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me that I am His own. Somebody don't understand that God is a good God. Worthy to be praised. Can I go ahead and preach? Somebody needs to understand who our God is. Amen, amen, amen. When we understand who God is, amen, we can understand 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. When we understand that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, amen, it begins to make sense to us, but it really won't make complete sense until we get into the word that tells us, amen, that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen. If you don't know how to praise Him, you lost your hope. But we who know Him, does not matter how dark the night might be, does not matter how heavy the burdens might be, we know in whom we've served, and we trust that everything is going to be all right. Where is the King? I'm glad you asked. The King is on the inside. Somebody told me that He walks with me and He talks with me and tells me that I am His own. Where is the King? The King is right here. Amen. And the King is right there before me. And the King is there behind me. Wherever I go, the King is. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah to the resurrected God. The King of the universe. Somebody said, who is your King? I'm glad you asked. He's the one that was born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothing, laid in a manger. Who is your King? The Bible says, He's the one that went about doing good. Who is your King? I'm glad you asked. He's the one that put a cross on His shoulder. Whenever He'll call God, God, He'll allow them to nail His hands and lay His feet, they stretch Him wide and they come to Him. Oh, He died. Oh, He died. I'm glad to tell you He didn't stay dead, because He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. My King, hallelujah. Oh, there's never mind it. I want to say hallelujah. I want to move my feet. I want to wave my hands. I want somebody to know I know. That's all. He's alright. He's alright. He's alright. Stepped on a cloud and went on back to glory. I got good news for ya. He's coming back. He's coming back. My question to you is, do you know Him? Have you tried Him? Is He in your life? Good looking woman. I know the old devil's. is the king. He's ruling on the throne of my heart. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Didn't think I could preach. He gives you a voice. No wonder John said he's the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. I tell folk all the time, just let me get to the pulpit. Amen. Might not be able to do a whole lot of things, but let me get to the pulpit.
Amen.
God will take over. Somebody needs to know by God today. Is he king in your life?
Thank you, Lord.
Does he rule in your life? Amen. He can be king over everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And you can be a rebel. But I would invite you to become a subject of his. Subject to his rules. His regulations. And you know, what he has for you is not hard. My burdens are not hard. Amen. Amen. What he wants from us is simple. Love him. Love your fellow man. Same way you love yourself. Amen. If you can handle that, amen, you can love him. Amen. With all of your being, all of your fiber, your enthusiasm. You know, it's amazing to me. I said I was done, but I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Folk can love football players.
Come on.
Amen. Football teams. I watched folks sit in the snow to watch a football game. And if the temperature is not quite right in here, folk gonna let you know. And yet we love the Lord. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Now is acceptable time. Come, the Bible said, without money, come without. Amen. He says, hear, believe, come. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Hear, believe, come. May we stand.